Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 17 through 20. The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, and to overcome all the powers of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." You're on the list. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The White House is one of the most famous houses in America, because it's home to one of the most powerful leaders in the world. It is not easy to get into it. You can't just walk in off the street. Your name must be on a list, sometimes months in advance. How easy is it to get into heaven? Can anyone get in? Does everybody get in? Does nobody get in? The answer is that your name must be on the list. Well, how do you get on the list? One word: Jesus. Because of what he has done, and through faith in him, your name is written in heaven. This message is what Jesus had sent the disciples to share. God empowered them to do miraculous things to support the truth of their message, even driving out demons. The disciples returned from this trip with joyful hearts. When they shared their experience with Jesus, he explained that the message worked, and he saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. The evil angel Satan was defeated when names were written on the list of heaven. After Jesus sent out his disciples to share his powerful name, the disciples returned and reported they drove out demons because of it. However, Jesus reminded them and us that the most important thing is that our names are written in heaven. The only way that happens is through faith in him. Notice what Jesus said to the disciples personally. As exciting as it was to drive out demons, and as special as it was that they could share Jesus, he reminded them, "Rejoice that your names are written in heaven." They were on the list. Heaven was their home. One day, we'll see the good angels in heaven. The devil and his rebel angels will never be in heaven. Their names will never be on the list. But what a joy that we will have the privilege some of the angels won't. By God's grace, our names will be on the list. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to earth to carry out your plan of salvation. Through Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection, our home in heaven is secured. We are on the list. Please help us to be eager to share this good news with others, that they too may say, "Heaven is my home." Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.